Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna and Derek. Joining us is Steve Pemberton. He is the Divisional Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer for Walgreens. But today we are speaking to him in his role as an author of a new book called A Chance in the World. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Now, I missed you at the Urban League. I rushed over to try to catch your book signing, but you had left the building. Tell us.
Busy man.
Tell us what your book, A Chance in the World, is about.
Well, in many ways, the title itself tells you a lot about the book, A Chance in the World. I can tell you that I did not come up with that title. That actually came from the diary entry of a babysitter who met me when I was 1.5 years old, and he saw the very desperate circumstance that I was in, and he was so distraught by what he saw that he went home and he wrote in his diary this entry: drop little Steve off at the latest family that his mother is contracting him out to. He cried his heart out. This little boy doesn't have a chance in the world.
So you were an orphan. You were a foster child.
Yes, yes. Several months after that, I would be taken from my mother because of those circumstances that the babysitter saw. And I was sent off into the foster care system. I fell through the gaps largely because of what I looked like. I'm African-American, light complexion, blue eyes, a blonde afro at that time, and the Polish last name was Krakowicz. So, you know, folks don't quite know what to do with you.
You seem to be doing very well in life. Why did you feel the need to write this book?
You know, Derek, that is probably the most common question I get. And usually it comes from that place of saying, well, look, you know, you're an executive with a Fortune, 30 company.
Doing well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, why do this? Yeah. Why talk about all of this dysfunction? And, you know, my faith tells me, well, how could I not? Because I do think I was brought through all of this for a reason. And I don't think that God wants me to keep this victory to myself in a time when I think our society is struggling to provide examples of young men who, too, inherited difficult situations and circumstances and who are overcoming them. So I wanted to write it to show that there is a pathway out of this not a chance in the world label that was put upon me and is still being put upon a number of young boys and young girls in this society.
Now, in the book, you also talk about your search for your biological family.
Yes. And in fact, it's what the majority of the book is devoted to. You know, I was very conscious of not writing a story about the tragedy of it all. I'm aware how tragic it was. I was there for every minute of it. But I did not think if I was trying to inspire young people in similar situations and circumstances that they wanted to hear about the tragedy. It was more the triumph. And one of the triumphs was finding my family, not just finding them, but overcoming some hurdles when I met them. So I had no idea that my mother was white, that my siblings are white. You know, it just wasn't part of my experience because I simply hadn't known where I'd come from. And that process of one, finding them, and then trying to connect to this family that doesn't know you. They know of you. They knew that you existed, but they don't know you. And you come from a completely different cultural experience than they do. And yet you are still family, and you are still bound by that. You're trying to define that was not easy, but we managed to do it.
Have you had children yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How many children do you have?
Three. Yes, two sir. Kings and a queen.
Two
my
kings
boy,
and a queen.
Quinn and Vaughn, 13 and 11, and my daddy's girl, Kennedy, who is 8.
Nice. And I'm sure they're very familiar with your story.
They are. They are. They were the reason I wrote it. It actually began, you know, to Derek's earlier question, why write it? Well, I realized that as they were getting older, they were asking me more and more questions. And my naivete as a new father, I thought, well, you know, I would just answer your question and then we would move on to something else. But one answer led to another question and then more questions. And I thought, this is such a long story and a long history that I need to get it down for their sake.
And we thank you for the answers. The book.
Again, it's called A Chance in the World, An Orphan Boy, A Mysterious Past, and How He Found a Place Called Home. Steve Pemberton, Chief Diversity Officer, Divisional Vice President for Walgreens. Congratulations on being the first such person to hold that responsibility at your company. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Absolutely.
The story of your book.
And if people want to learn more about you, purchase the book, which is very empowering and inspiring, where can they go?
They can go to achanceintheworld.com, Google Steve Pemberton, and certainly a great deal about things that I've committed my time and cause and efforts to, particularly as it relates to children coming out of foster care and aging out of the system, will be readily available for your audience.
Steve, thank you as well for being a child advocate. We appreciate your journey and you sharing it with others to help them as they progress in their lives as well. Thank you for joining us on Old School 100.3.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
Our pleasure.